But we all, with an open face, beholden as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8, scriptures began to speak. It says, "Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who will go for us? Who will I send?" Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8, that the great monarch himself, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who breathed life into our nostrils, He has a need, and His need was men. The Father of all spirits was looking for vessels, and vessels were scarce. God was looking for men. Who will go for us, and who will I send? Questions like this is followed by a quiet session in heaven. Because when God inquires for men, for most of the times, when God is looking for men, you would remember that it's not only in Isaiah that such a posture in Zion has been arrived at. We found out that in Revelation chapter 4 and 5, specifically chapter 5, a similar drama was playing out, where they said, and there was no man found, neither in heaven. The search started from heaven. They were x-raying men like Enoch, who walked with God and was not. So, they were men that took their mortal bodies to heaven. So, they were not searching among the immortals. They were checking mortal creatures. And they checked those who God put in His museum in heaven as unique specimen of men. And when they x-rayed them, they said none was found. You see, people like Elijah was also analyzed. They brought Elijah before the divine measurement tools. And when they checked Elijah, because you know a chariot of fire took him, so he left with his mortal body too. These were men that death was not permitted to seize hold of their body. So they started searching for men. In heaven, they were not looking for angels. They were not looking for the spirit of just men. They were looking for men. And in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8, we still hear that same kind of challenge, the same kind of need in heaven. Who will I send, and who will go for us? There were many angels there, because angels always surround the throne. Yet nobody has the stature to respond to the voice of Adonai. It was a man that answered him. Isaiah, for some reason, was around the throne room that day, and he says, "Here am I. Here am I. Send me." Pastor was showing us certain dangerous things in the spirit. Darkness has finished their work in Narai. Whether you want to pretend or not, there is a signature on the land. The lifestyle of the people is an attestation to the spirits that possess the territory. And so no matter how you call yourself a Christian, listen, if you are born again, you are safe. But if your territory has not come under the lordship of Jesus, you are not safe. There's a lot of battle at territorial level. Forget this me, myself, and I kind of things. Until that which is upon your head can extend to your territory, you have not had victory yet. Spirit beings know that freedom is not just a feeling about yourself. Freedom is an atmosphere that you command for your presence. The fact that you stepped into a place should replicate what you have personally as an operating system. It should extend. It says to see your glory and your power as I have seen in the sanctuary. Let's not do secret business again. He said, display it open now. Aya, you see that dimension of you see in the dreams? That's one you see the world will soon hear about. The idea is not something that will happen to you. That dimension of you have seen, where people come to seek counsel of wisdom in the dreams. You were ministering and your feet levitated from the ground. You were talking to a large mammoth crowd, yet you open your eyes and the physical realm is not partnering with what God is calling you in the mortal realm. I'm trying to show you something very quickly. Our chat will not be very long tonight, but I want to show us something that I believe God will put His Spirit upon and change our lives forever. There's a young brother here, around this place. You're seeing yourself. In exams, trying to take exams, and for some reasons that dream had repeated itself time and time again. It's not once. There were times where in the dream you were expecting an exam, but in the dream you felt you were not prepared for the exam, that you don't know jack anything, and you were scared that the exam was coming. There were times where you were in the hall of the exams. Everybody was writing. You didn't have pen. There were times where everybody wrote, they submitted. You were the only one that did not submit. The seasons that promote men, they don't happen in this realm. When the immortal realm wants to help you, they give you their analysis of the resistance that might come to your life. And today, as we speak, God's hand will bring you to the right level of light that you need to rise out of any system that seeks to frustrate your life, to keep you at a particular level. Let me share something with us quickly. Physically, you can try to make motions and move forward. Unfortunately, your moving forward and what appears to be progress physically does not affect Satan. Satan knows that going backward still is a possibility. Motion is not only forward, there is also backward motion. So Satan can allow that you can use the arm of the flesh, you can manipulate data, you can use all kinds of political means and step into realms and realities that God did not design. He knows that it's a waste of time, because in 10 years, if we check you, life would have forced you back to where you belong. So, the foundation of realities in the spirit is that as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Any realm, any reality that has not entered your heart, I'm not talking about thinking about it, that has become your truth. If you find a way to pretend and bring your body into those experiences, although your physical body is there, life will return your body to where your heart is. The level of transformation that has happened to your heart, life will force your body to go and align with it. This is why for us, once we are talking about the Word of God, a lot of time we really do not understand how powerful these tools are. This remains one of the tools God uses to adjust, to correct, and to push men forward, the Word of God. This is why, as I'm speaking, I'm sure that there will be spiritual transparency going on. There will be energy being transferred. And for some people, literally, you will get up from this meeting and go and find that that mountain had bowed itself to you. Honestly speaking, can you bow your head 1 minute and cry to God? Lord, change my life tonight. Give me encounters. In this ground, encounters. 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 Are you praying? Are you praying? Lord, this is the end of that extended season of delay. That young man, you may want to dive into this pool now. Lord, this is where my story of delay ends. This is where I break out from the chains that hold me bound. This is where the pattern of lust, the constant fraternity with the spirit of lust, this is where I arise out of it. This is where the clarity for my destiny finds expression. This is that moment. It's this time. It's this time. It's this time. It's this time. This is where, Lord, I receive the blueprints about what next. What next? What next? What next? Them that wait upon the Lord. Oh, this is where I receive the direction.
This is that moment.
Now faith is, Lord, today is my now. Today is that my moment. This is where I contact prayer power. This is where I answer the call for my generation. This is where it becomes clear. This is where I sign the covenant of total yieldedness. This is where I dive into it completely. This is where I lose identity in the waters. This is that point. This is that point.
You may want to tell the Lord, here am I. Here am I. Here am I. Here am I. Here am I.
When the man of the Lord will be needed, when the mighty tools, the weapons of war will be sorted after, you may want to report today and say, Lord, here am I. Here are my battle axe, my weapons of war, my battle axe. Through you, I will subdue kingdoms. The response was a man. Just in case you were counting on a spirit to move on your behalf, he says, you are my battle axe. It is you I will furnish my power on. It is you alone that I will jealously pour my presence. I will respond to the questions of darkness with a man. Every question that arises from all kinds of machination, I will use men as an answer. Questions can rise from the spirit realm. My answer will be with men. Men. Today you can say, Lord, I am one of those men. 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 Just in case family life and the burden and challenges of life and needs have stolen away your ordination, today, the cry in your bloodline is asking only one question: where are the men of God? I'm not talking about preachers. Where are those who came after an order? Those who came as a response? Those who are the men to answer the prayers? Where are they?
Hallelujah. In the next 15 minutes, fire will enter your soul. It may look now like there's a struggle, a debate between life, the nature of life, and the spirits the spirit that energized the desires of the flesh. It may look now like there's a debate between both inside you. But I tell you, something will enter you in this meeting. The same way you are hungry for physical food, you'll start looking for God like that. These things are real. And spiritually, just in case you were here and you did not know what was happening, there were spirits already on ground before I came. When I came in, my whole body began to shake. I could barely hold my feet together. I know that they were immortal creatures that command my allegiance. My physical body was a theater for them. It began to be helpless in their presence. Just in case you don't have an expectation, now will be a good time. Now will be a very good time to bring an expectation and say, if you can do this for me. One of the highest things you can lay today is your life. You can start from there. Many other things will follow. Are we set tonight? In the next few minutes, like I said, just set your soul. Look if you must look. And listen. For some of you, just by looking, you will contact what you are looking for. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, we can be seated. So as I was sharing, the question and the need was, who would go for us? And that question was not asked on earth. Earth is where men are. But they were asking about the few people who have the spiritual clearance to show up in the immortal courts. And when questions like that are asked, the voice of Adonai will begin to echo the names of so many luminaries he sent him to buy. Who will go for us? It might interest you to know, as at 10th of January 2021, alone, World Health Organization released a statistics. 1.3 million abortions have happened as at just 10th of January alone for the year 2021. In 10 days' time, 1.3 million children have been flushed out. That statistic does not cover Africa. You know, you may be planning to increase the length of your skirt. One thing I can guarantee you right now is that after we are done with the things that pertains to how we want people to see us, how we want people to view us physically, one of the heart cry of God is that he has not found men that stands in the gap. People who have their own needs too, or they started living like they didn't have need. They were plunging themselves into the bottom of the spirit. God is looking for men like that. So the question is not who would go for his purpose, not who would take his life seriously, is who will go for us. The us there surprised me. As the fellowship of the Trinity were looking for men, the vacancy was men needed. Unfortunately, the church buildings are filled with people, week in, week out. While God was saying who will go for us, the high priest was still offering something in the temple. He didn't even hear that talk. While who will go for us is happening, it's important. And so every soul who will die in Narayi without Jesus, that question will still be echoed in eternity. Who will go for us? Everybody who would cry again in the night and say, Lord, is this sickness the end of my life? Is there no balm in Gilead? Any question that men ask, the only answer God can reply is men. That witch that has boasted, that wizard that has signed his signature, the bodies of limitation and depravity, lack and scarcity. People are confused. And it looks like they are looking for money. But the truth of the matter is they are looking for men. Because when God wants to bless a man, and when God wants to help you, He makes your path to meet your fellow man. Every dimension of God you will meet must be encountered through a man. Just get prepared that if you will meet God or meet Satan, both, you will meet them through men. Satan will package a vessel and enter your life through a man. God too will come with an intervention through a man. And today I bring it to you, God has packaged His servant, sent him from His own plan, and gave him the marching order. Come and evangelize and intercede. To intercede is not just prayer. To intercede means to stand in the gap, to be the middle channel. So even punishment is coming, an intercessor like Moses is saying, Lord, come on now, you can't destroy these people. What will the other nations say that you brought them out of Egypt, but you are not able to sustain them? That's the burden of an intercessor. This is not only about prayer again. It's about watching like a fence over the territory so that some of us can sleep well at night. So men will not sleep again. So that some of you can eat with one piece. So men will break their flesh. It's such a task that God sent His servant for. And today the burden has come. It has come upon everybody here. I want us to know very strategically that as God has sent His servant, He's not the only one God sent. The Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. As He's declaring it, your heart is being set on fire. That fire is a sign that you have been recruited to the same vision, the work of an intercessor, and then to evangelize the whole territory for God. One thing I can guarantee you, to be honest, please pay attention, just look at me. Very soon, your needs will not be money, your needs will not be marriage, your needs will not be health. Very soon, the things that looks like a big deal yesterday, some of you, the things you are currently in today, they were your dream and the biggest things you thought will ever happen to your life. It happened in a time you didn't even see it coming. Now your taste has become higher in life. Now you are aspiring for higher things. The idea is just seek the kingdom. If you are seeking the kingdom, in no time, all these things that look like a big deal, if you want to pursue everything one at a time, you want to pursue marriage, get married, you want to have financial freedom, you want health, you want spiritual power, how many years would you use to be pursuing these things one? You can just focus on God and get everything together. The same way God is asking the question, who will go for us? There is such a satanic echo too in the realm of the earth. Who will I send? Coming from the rebellious cherub, who will go for us? There are two kingdoms that are sending loyalists, and then the earth is a theater of display. You are the only one that is dressing because you feel like dressing like that. Some people, dressing is a mission for them. The clothes they wear and how they dress is a tool of evangelism. Unfortunately, there are evangelists that are not in the kingdom of light. If you know that every day is a battlefront and that there is a kingdom too that is summoning their legions of men, they have their loyalists too. If you know that money is also a tool of war, that there is a kingdom that empowers men so that through wealth you can frustrate people into compromises, that you are waiting for a person to just need something, that's when you show them and suffer them. Now the lady has been righteous until there is a need to pay school fees, and the school portal is about to close. The worker of iniquity, this is why Jesus called them that name. They are workers. Let me tell you one truth. All of us will be workers at the end of the day. It's just a question of where did they categorize your work. Your dressing was a work. So he said, depart from me. You did work, but your work exalted iniquity. You were evangelist. You were an apostle. Although you didn't serve God, you were a pioneer of strange affinities in the territory.
And these are the people that are our neighbors,
waiting for you to have a need. Then she shows up very helpless in her most susceptible period. Then he says, you are a big girl. You know what to do. See, he has had that plan all along. There was just need for her to be in a position of helplessness so that the temptation can find relevance. And all along, you are seeing him, you thought he's a human being. You thought he's just a normal guy. Now the utterance that comes from his mouth is a sign to show you that he's doing work for a kingdom.
Guy, can you help me with 2K? My mom is dying. Say, guess what, I don't have.
Later, he calls you and says, where are you? Can you meet me as so beer parlor? He is ready to spend 5,000 on you on beer, but he cannot give you 1,000 naira. He's doing work. It's you that don't understand that work is going on. Why can he not give you 1,000 for money? Yet, if it's something that will plunge your soul to hell, the yieldedness to help you is there. These are workers of iniquity.
And every day on the streets of Narai, strange spirits have seized holds of bodies. They are moving around. They are going around everywhere. Some of them you don't even think. You might need to upgrade your scope of vision so that you can see the spirit behind many people. There is nobody that is an empty vessel. There is something in everybody. Take it from me, I speak to you by God. It's either the Holy Spirit is using that body as a theater of display of the will of the righteous God, or another spirit is writing his skill out. There are more spirits on the earth realm than there are human bodies to carry them. Such an extent that many spirits need to live together in one human body, and they say our name is Legion, for we are many. It is only you that goes around helpless. Those who submit to darkness, they open themselves as theaters so they can look at you and say, we shall see. How did the man get that courage? When I looked at my brother today, there is one joy that came to my spirit. The long-awaited visitation God told us that Kaduna will become a hub of revival, where men will journey from far and wide nations and come to drink from an unpolluted brook. That prophecy, a man is answering it. I want you to remember that many of the things that we currently are struggling with, whether your case is sickness, or your case is affliction in the night, or any kind of delay, or any wicked scheme, I want you to remember that Jesus already concluded this matter to us, that from the beginning, it was not so. This is not the blueprint. Something had manipulated the outcome in time. Some of you were helplessly born into families that already had installed curses, waiting for anybody who will be a member of the bloodline. There were generations before you that set the template ahead. So you just helplessly came and entered. And you entered, and now you are seeing your life taking a shade. You are putting labor physically. Yet the reward of labor is not seen, as though something swallows up everything you lay on the ground. Now to the word of God. It is the word of God, but Jesus says a bird can come and pick it. The seed was the word of God, but the bird came to pick it. Your labor, as honorable as it is, a strange thing can take it from the earth, as though you did not yield the crown, so that when everybody go to harvest, then your field is empty. Just in case you think you are in school and you have your life mapped out, a secular degree is not enough to confront the impact of a principality. You will need more than a certificate to come out of the covenants that bound the lineage. It will take more than just a certification
to rebel out of a system that they forge the chains from the realm of the spirit. So the answer will be a man. It was one man that forged that covenant. When God wants to command deliverance too, the answer will be a man. That's why I'm so convinced. I know you are planning that one day you will meet a powerful man of God and he will say something or touch you and your life will change. Today I bring it to you. You are that powerful man of God God wants to raise. What God is doing is that he sets a fire on one and then he takes that one across the nation, setting other men too on fire. He is not using one superman and a helpless league of others. No. The system in the kingdom is that God lights a fire and then sets it in motion. There were arrangements, agreements that you have no business with. Unfortunately, just because you are saying it's not true, it's not enough to take away the impact of the realities we are seeing currently. Every night, they come to remind you that, look, anything you are doing physically, you are wasting your time. You are now in the university. Or you have graduated, yet you are seeing yourself with a shornika in primary school. But what is that? Something is trying to remind you in the realm of the spirit that you are just on your own, or anything you are doing physically. We want to remind you of who we see you as. On your wedding day, you are trying to dress. You were dressing, and then they say you are looking for your gown. Some of you, when the spirit realm showed you these things, they were hoping that you would be serious enough to know that all is not well spiritually. And the Bible says there's no man that worried, that entangled himself with the affairs of this world, so that he can be a good soldier. God came to say, look, the idea, Joel chapter 2, it says, sound, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm in my holy mountain. The idea is that when people hear the alarm, there will be certain men who were designed to be answers. They were living their life like normal men before, but when they heard the trumpet, they know the time for war has come. The time for living for yourself has ended. Now you live after the order of a kingdom. Just in case you think if you give yourself wholly to God, your life will be boring. When you yield yourself to the affairs of God, he will meet the needs that you forgot to talk about for yourself. Witches can still have very effective meetings in Marai. While there are other territories, no matter how many witches are present here, they need to take their meeting outside even this globe. There are meetings that can only hold in mass. As funny as I say these things, they are real. They need to stay away from any place where priesthood activity can disrupt the meeting session. So, in case there is, they can find a territory where no man cries at night. In case they can find a territory where no voice of an intercessor raises like a thunder at night and safeguards and clears the air, then they say, this is a suitable place. All road leads to Narai. Mind you, if you don't pray for the territory, if some strange creatures show up in that territory, their presence alone will adjust your life. You will find out that your personal thing you have been doing since, if you don't safeguard the territory, the fact that they were able to enter, it will affect your life too. It's not just enough that you are okay. Now we must begin to think territories. Begin to think walls. Begin to think gates. So for that family, it could just be. Our time is fast spent. Let me conclude with this. Then we pray.
Just in case you find out that when the narrative of your life started playing out, Satan didn't give you much time before he installed an addiction in your life, or one struggle, or one sin. I want to share your life story with you quickly. You came after the order of the consecrated ones. Samson is an example for you to look at carefully. Your arrival was predicted. You didn't come because your mom and your dad married. You were the response because there was a generation before you that asked God for intervention, and they were seeking that God's mercy should show up. Some of them were crying in lack, and they were saying, one day, Lord, visit us, show mercy. And when God says, I will take away this plague of scarcity, I will turn the situation around. When God says, the Egyptian that you see today, you shall see them no more, it was a Moses that he was designing. When God is saying to our parents or to the ancestors that I will change the story of this bloodline, many of us are holding on to several prophecies. I want to show you what it happened. When these things has played out, that time God says, I will help. That I will help. The words that come out from the mouth of God, they become spirits and they are life. Because the words that God speaks, they are spirits and they are life. That's when God created your spirit. When that spirit was created, the spirit started waiting for a human body that he would use to go and effect the description that created it. So, your spirit was designed out of a statement from God. That statement was a response to the prayer and the burden of a generation. When that spirit was designed, a body was the only reason why your mom and your dad should come together. So that they can make a body that can allow that spirit that is on a mission to come and enter the earth and carry out the reason why they described it in the first place. But when you show up, like every other child, there will be a dragon waiting for you in the earth, hoping that he too, the Bible speaking in the book of John chapter 1, it says, verse 6, it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Verse 7, it says, the same came. The one that they sent and the one that came is the same person. God knows who he sends. The only question now is, are you the one that he sent, or Satan has given you another identity? Have he put other things in your heart to distract you from the real reason why you were forged and sent into time? Your body notwithstanding, this is why we have seen men rise from disadvantages and became global figures. The real thing that contains your rising was the spirit that they used to power that body. So the body can start from a very disadvantaged place, but the spirit inside. The Bible says, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profited nothing. Just in case you never remember who you are, Zion has been sending you secret letters many times. All those dreams, those things they were showing you about yourself that looks too good to be true. The angel showed up to a very timid Gideon, a man that was hiding, and said, thou mighty man of valor. This is not who you are. We are reminding you of who we know you to be. Just in case there are all kinds of passion in your spirit, brooding and saying you are more than this, there is more God wants to do with your life. I want to tell you that it is the ordination that is calling you, seeking for expression. Your body notwithstanding. And now you are in the earth. Now everything looks like you have joined the helpless number of confused people in the world. And God is watching carefully. Let me share something with us very quickly. It is normal for these kind of seasons to happen. All of the sons of Adam, all of them must drink from the cup of darkness. Because that which was the covenant that Adam signed, everybody will partake in it by just being born alone. This is why you must be born again. Is that another birth must happen. So that you lost the touch, the link, the genealogy of Adam, and you entered that person who was describing you from the throne.
That few of you that God had, they are trying to make it forcefully enter time.
So like Samson, you can come and the Philistines will be studying you,
asking all kinds of questions. They are trying all of the tricks, hoping that they can find the secret of what can stop this anointing. Let me share something with you. Anything you did not receive inside time cannot be stolen inside time. Honestly speaking, anything that was not a product of time cannot be lost inside time. Those kinds of ordination that were powered and compatible with your being from immortality. What the devil can only do is to make you walk in a lesser expression of it. And so it's this kind that you put them under intensive care units. Satan has to attach a besetting sin, a particular sin, to make sure that you don't have any breathing space. Give them 1 week and watch how the grace rise again. I hope you remember that the hair of something that they cut, the hair grew again. Wow. So there will be, for you to effectively stop a man after the order of those who come with ordination, you must perpetually keep a barber by him. Be shaving him every morning. You need to be removed, because the hair is the covenant. If that hair is not being lost, any day from now, that prophecy will happen. Any time from now, the deliverer will rise.
Yes, sir.
Just in case they have put you under any kind of sin, I want to remind you that your hair will grow again. They took out his eyes and they made him to be grinding grains for Philistines. And the Bible says his hair grew. Then he remembered, as long as I have hair, my communication lines with Zion will be restored. Then he says, answer me this one more time, oh God. I don't want to live again. I pray that in this victory, let me die alongside with them.
Now they have done some things.
You showed up with high promises, and now it's looking like time is not on your side, as though you have lost, you have some disadvantage. I'm trying to share with you that which came with you, the ordinations from Zion. Your hair will grow again. Every night they can't let you rest. They are coming to check. Satan is telling host of spiritual loyalists to pay attention on your life. You know that you are not alone. You know that there is an air around your life monitoring you, part time, making sure no breathing space. There is a fresh temptation every day for you. I'm trying to describe who you are. If they give you 1 day, the hair will go. They know who you are. They know what came with you. And they know the impact that only 1 week of breaking out of this system can cause. People like this, the day they come out, their body is a scar, because upon them is a sign that I have once been in prison. And it becomes clear. Just in case the spirit of lust was sent to keep you under lock and key. It was never about you. They were trying to stop the prophecy from coming to pass. It was the hair of something they are trying to shave. And for you today, the spirit realm is beckoning and saying, we will supply strength to you. As we give you strength, they say, run with it. When you stay and God begins to use you, the only thing you have to maintain right now is your consecration. So, guard your salvation with fear and trembling.
The long-awaited narrative is here now. The very man of God.
Every family has a man of God.
I'm not talking about pastors.
I'm talking about a watchman with an ear in the spirit, with the eyes of an eagle.
God always giving him downloads about, will I do anything without telling my servants, the prophets? Even while he was a sinner, or she was a sinner, the only ones in the family didn't see any dream. It was this one God came and was showing. We saw death in the family. They are coming to download you, to show you. Every family has a gate. A man that it is through his negligence that darkness can enter. Every home has a man of God. Today my mission here is to come and wake up those men of God. If five of you will wake up in Narai, is enough. No meeting can successfully hold here then. If five people can keep the gates, five people can stand as priests. If five people can abandon their life and carry the will of Adonai, if five people can yield themselves wholly, the word of God is powerful. It is the vessel that undermines and dilutes the efficacy of the word. The word of God in the scripture is true. The word of God in the scripture remains true. But if that word of God comes through a man who is a lie, his nature corrupts the potency of the word. If this were Coca-Cola right now, and this happens to be a very dirty cup, if I turn this Coca-Cola inside the dirty cup, it is still Coca-Cola that entered the cup. But when this Coke mixes with the dirty inside the cup, if you carry it to a lab and conduct analysis, you will find out that the formula will not be Coke again. Those dirty that is inside the cup, it has changed everything. The word of God has always been pure and holy and powerful. So this is why scripture says, if a man can purge himself, it is always about the vessel. The vessel that handles it. When it comes and enters a vessel, Satan is not trying to fight the word. The word of God can say anything it's like about you. Satan wants to put some impurities inside the vessel so that when the word of God comes and enters the vessel, the impurity will denature the word and make that we don't have the genuine performance, because that single thing that added has changed the formula. It was water until I poured it into a dirty cup. No longer H2O. The formula has changed. If a man can purge himself, there are many victories you win in this Narai, and you win it on the strength of holiness. You will not need to find out who is behind my problem. Strange programs like Uncle Y will not come up here. Or who tied these goats? Or where is the arrow coming from? Bet Niger must favor me. Thank you, sir. All these things will not come up here. Let me tell you why. There is a safety system in holiness. Scripture says, if the way of a man can please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. You may find out that at the end of your life, the number of uncles you killed through warfare will not be any kudos for you in eternity, because you killed a man that was unsaved and his soul went to hell. And if you know the heart posture of the great monarch, he says, not willing that any should perish, but that all. While you are doing that warfare, remember that there were men who were being stoned to death, and the stones was landing on Stephen's head, and his only one petition was, Father, hold not this sin against them, for they know not what they do. Remember that there were people who sacrificed their lives for lions to eat them, so that some men can enter Africa with the gospel. Remember that the Muslim is also a child of God. Remember that God does not hate your enemies. Remember that every human being is God's interest. Remember that that 5 minutes would have been given to intercession, praying ye the Lord of the harvest that he sends laborers. Lord, I know this person is attacking me, but I know that the body without the spirit is dead. I know there is a spirit using him to attack me. So I'm praying the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your enemy is not a human being. Your enemy is the spirit that is using the human being.
So if you fight the human being and kill the human being is dead, but the spirit comes upon another. Then you live your whole life in warfare. At the end of the day, they will not have checked that you won 10 souls for God. You sent 10 people to hell. In time, you may be celebrated as a dangerous man, but in eternity, the only things that will add stars to your crown are the souls that you won.
These are foundation issues that we're talking about because a move has started. There'll be all kinds of attempts to tilt the move to become self-seeking, but it will maintain its course. It will continue to brush and continue to maintain the order of the hard posture of Zion. Since it's taking an intercessory mode, it will be a place where you will hold bodies for men. Where our king himself will be dying on the cross. They are mocking him. They are mocking him. And he's saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Love is a powerful weapon. You can love your enemies into repentance. Scripture says, when your enemies hunger, give them to eat. When they thirst, give them to drink. For in doing so, you heap coals of fire upon their head. Love is your weapon. I say this respectfully so. If all that violent and attacking and reacting prayer we have been doing, if it is effective, would your problem still be as they are today? Something is trying to give you a response from the spirit realm that we have missed the pattern. The pattern was that they were trying to bring you down, and you went to God and said, Lord, can you lift them up? Then God says, but this person is planning your fall. How comes your own heart is seeking his good? Love was your response. Your response. Whether they showed you a witch in the night, entering your room in a vision, trying to touch something. When you get up, your response was about checking your perimeter. Lord, how did they enter? The witch should not have entered in the first place. If you did not break the edge, the serpent should not strike. So you did not play your part in keeping the crowns in holiness. Then you are looking, the carnal man always wants to blame another for his fault. And scripture already told you that surely they will gather. They will gather. We are talking about invisible men in Arani. People that darkness has been walking round the clock to bring them down. But everything they do will push you forward. Some people after this meeting, all the delay in your bloodline, the thief that was responsible for stealing time out of the life of people will be caught. And scripture says, when the thief is caught, he is made to restore sevenfold the things he has stolen. Some people are about to experience speed like never before. Speed. And the speed is because the thief has been caught. The delays of many generations, they want to reward you for it. Finally, they want to bring all the cry, the bodies of several people, they want to bring them to bear. Righteousness, holiness. Scripture says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. You are seeing the reproach, and you are looking for the vessel Satan used to bring the reproach, while it was sin that exposed you in the first place. How can you be dealing with a headache when malaria was your real problem? The headache is just a symptom. Treat the root cause, the nature that exposes you. Righteousness exalts a destiny. Can we pray quickly to be a good man? business. Are you ready to pray?
There is a nature, there is one nature that can become for you the beginning of all the great things God has spoken concerning your life. There's one nature.
Today we're going to lift up our voice. Lord, exalt me by righteousness. Lift up your voice and pray.
Give me the staying power and the grace to win the war of compromise.
Are you praying now? Is this the heart cry?
He says, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are those.
That righteousness that look like it's something you use to impress God, that righteousness was your greatest advantage.
Because in righteousness you will be exalted. In righteousness you will thrive.
In righteousness, all of the many-sided complications of wickedness will be,
it will be vanquished from the land.
In righteousness, we will move.
Are you praying now, somebody?
Just in case you have been asking God to finally move in your destiny and to bring the epileptic experience in your spiritual life, the oscillatory motion of up today and down tomorrow, and something is telling you, if only you can be consistent, there are ordinations you will handle, there are halls you will walk with. Today, righteousness becomes on you. It's a nature in Zion. It wants to exalt you. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Are you praying now, somebody?
Righteousness. My life. Righteousness.
That sin is a cage.
That sin is a prison house. That sin is a circular motion. The plan is to keep you in it until you die. And that in your day of evil, in the day death will collide with you, that you will be in the midst of that same sin. You will be in the midst of that same sin. The same sin that has followed you all along. And today, Zion tells you, righteousness can exalt you. Righteousness can exalt a ministry. Righteousness can exalt a destiny. Righteousness can exalt a nation. Righteousness can exalt a family.
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
It's a code in the spirit. The patriarchs of old know that if we maintain our order, God will cover us. If we meet the conditions, all of the host of the enemy notwithstanding, they will come and fall. Because righteousness is a shade of defense.
I know you are looking for fire. You are looking for oil. But righteousness is a cloak. Righteousness is a shield. Carry it and walk. Go through all of the paths and see how righteousness swallows it up. Righteousness is a mode of battle that the Christian has not been taught to use. You can please the Lord and see how all your enemies can be forced. They can put you before a lion and the lion will lose taste for flesh. Righteousness. They can cast you into a furnace and the fire will have no power over you. Righteousness is a nature. Righteousness is somebody praying right now. This is what Satan wants to steal from you. Then he wants you to continue attending all kinds of intervention program when a nature was your solution. A nature, righteousness.
For if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, emphasis, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal their land. Healing comes from there.
Paul. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor seated in the seat of sinners, nor walk in the ways. The Bible says he shall, for his meditation is on the law of the Lord, and on it does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Scripture says, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Prosperity was tied to a nature, righteousness. Continue to sin and attend any number of programs. I guarantee you, there is no deliverance there. Deliverance comes from a nature called righteousness. The nature starts from inside your soul, yearning to obey the counsel of the monarch. When we raise prayer points like this, earthlings don't understand that we are sustained by this nature, because we are not talking about your bank account. If only you know that this prayer point, it affects everything around you. You don't think we are talking about marriage. You don't think we are talking about healing. But I share with you the nature that holds all these things together. Righteousness. This is why it's important for Satan to make sure you continue to fall. Your fall is not giving him joy. Your fall is depriving you of a nature. It's that nature that you should attack. Don't attack the vessel Satan used to fight you. Attack the nature that allowed their attack to enter in the first place. Attack what broke your defense. Attack what cracked your foundation. Don't fight me. Fight the spirits that use me. Don't argue with neighbors. Put your warfare into the air. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness, wickedness in high places. So your argument is in an immortal court, is not with men.2021 is at the mercy of righteousness. 2021 will answer to righteousness. It will not answer to handkerchief. It will not answer to aprons. It will answer to a nature, righteousness. This is what the immortals call strength, your ability to maintain a nature. The same sin you fell for, it came to other men and they were strong. How can I do this wickedness against God? It's a nature. It's a nature. It's a nature. You saw what that righteousness did. Righteousness took him from the dungeon and carried him to the throne. You are looking for connection. Righteousness. Righteousness. You know what Satan was fighting now. That sin is an attack. Righteousness. A nature. Your sickness cannot thrive. Your sickness cannot thrive. Sickness cannot continue to stay in a body that has become consecrated for the Holy Ghost. Sickness and the Holy Ghost cannot live together. It's just that there is something that continues to make that body compatible for the spirit of infirmity. And you will lose that sickness today through a nature, righteousness. You want favor with men and favor with God. Stop scattering your CVs around. There's a nature. The heart of kings are in his hands. Thank The next time that suggestion comes, to say just do it very quickly, and you can always ask for forgiveness. Remember what is at stake. It's a nature you are about to lose. They are trying to deflate all the energy you have trapped. They want you to be deflated. Then you are exposed unnecessarily. Samson, if you can hear me, Samson, if you can hear me, it was never about Delilah. It's your hair that was the mission. It's your hair they are coming from. You must watch and guard your nature. Don't let them shave you. Samson, hear me. Don't let them shave you. Your nature was your advantage. It was never about Delilah. It was your hair. Prayer power is coming upon certain men right now. As many people as are hungry and yearning, there's a supply now. It's coming to empower you. In your evil day, you will hear a voice from behind you saying, this is the way. Continue to stand in it. Prayer power, supply to the souls of men, comes upon them right now by the hand of the Lord. Patterns have been broken right now. Patterns have been broken. Your tears have been gathered. Your tears have been gathered in the court of immortality. And today they say, obey this instruction and leave. Stand and leave. Shama loko bele mi.
We would never be the same. We touched your grace. Our lives must change. How can I remain the same? I've touched your grace. My life must change.
It's not a song. It's a heart posture. You can't remain the same. Not after encounters like this.
My life must change. We would never be the same. We've touched your grace. Our lives must change. We would never be the same. We've touched your grace. Our lives must change. Hiya, hiya. Hiya, hiya, hey, hey, our life must hiya, hiya, hey,
hiya, hiya,
hey, our life must hiya, hiya, hey,
hiya, hiya.
Are you enforcing it for your life?
Hiya, hiya, hey.
Hiya, hiya,
hey, hey, hey. And I must hiya, hiya, hey,
hiya, hiya,
hey, and I must change.
Everybody, can we just lift up our hands? God's power will reach men now. healings, impartations, gifts in the spirit. Something will hit this region. The hand of God himself furnishing the destinies of men with armory from the power of David. Just stretch forth your hands in expectation. Unto God alone have you lifted up your hands. Now, Holy Spirit, I pray it pleases you. Touch your people from side to side, from back to front. Move upon them right now, blessed Holy Ghost. Pour upon them fire. Fire for consecration. Fire for hunger. Move upon them right now, right now. I declare appetites to cease. I declare yearnings, cravings to be dried up right now by the Spirit of Holiness. Now I declare, let the rain of delay cease. Now in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare by the hand of the Lord, let the yearning for iniquity, let it dry up now, now, now. Let that night affliction, that torment that comes at night, that pestilence that haunts men at night, I declare that you are untouchable, that your room and your household is protected and covered and sealed. I declare that the powers that limit your bloodline, I declare that you have been separated, that God brings you out in the name of Jesus Christ. As I pray for us, can we shout amen as loud as we can? I prophesy by the Spirit of the Lord upon everybody represented here. May the hand of the Lord lift you from every form of limitation. I declare that the great will call you great. I declare that he that has started this good work will perfect it. I declare that his identity for your life and his opinion of your life, nothing will stop it from coming to pass. I declare that the years that the cankerworm has eaten, there is a sudden restoration. I command sicknesses right now. If you can believe, you will receive. I command sicknesses, leave their bodies now in the name of Jesus. I command pains and aches. I command all kinds of blood-related conditions. I command lumps. Be dissolved now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hepatitis, leave right now in the name of Jesus. All blood-related issues, leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command that hearing difficulty. Right now, I open those ears by the power of the Spirit of God. Those eye defects, I restore normalcy to your sight. I declare by the hand of the Lord, every form of complications, those pains in the abdomen, those organ failure, I command a regeneration right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare by the hand of the Lord, the spirits that has been released for this commission, the spirits that has been endorsed to bring God's servants into this land as they arrive and brought him here. May the Lord continue to answer and approve his words with signs and wonders in the name of Jesus Christ. That the church was built on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets. I declare by the hand of the Lord, may this place be a city without wall for the sake of multitude. May this place be a city without wall for the sake of multitudes. May souls pour into this place in their thousands, in their millions. May thirsty souls in the journey of life find their thirst being quenched in this ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call the desire of nation to this place. We put the desire of nation upon this place. We declare upon God's servants, may this commission, all the powers that fight ministries in these territories, all the powers that stops ministries from entering their ordination, we decree that he has won the battle already. As they rise against him, may they flee in seven different directions. In the name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord walking in the midst of them, confirming his words with signs and wonders. May the ministry, the ministers, and everybody associated with it enter into this experience suddenly. In the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that the gates of Naraim, the spiritual gates that makes room for darkness, those who have availed themselves and have shaped the territory from the midst of this same territory, we declare that new gates of Zion will rise.
Amen.
Men and women through whom God will move into this territory. We declare that we will not be few. Our kind will be many in this land. And we decree the rise of soldiers. We declare that his voice will sound as a trumpet. And Zion will arise again. We declare that an innumerable army will come on this ministry. As God's servant will utter his voice, we declare that it sounds as a trumpet in the realm of the spirit. We declare that men gather from north, south, east, west, and come to obey the obeisance and submit to the will of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree that every resources necessary to push the work and to endorse the ministry, it will never be wanting in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We declare that men will rise in this place.
Amen.
We declare that billionaires from our midst, you look little today, but your identity changes suddenly. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Covenant kingdom financiers, people who would hold his hands and lift it, may God step you into strange and fearful dimensions of wealth. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Giveth thee the power to make wealth. May such power be supplied to as many that can receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Anybody crying secretly? Anybody crying about the way and the life outcome of their siblings, their children, your family member, trusting God, your tears has been measured, and the occasion for the salvation of that person, right now we declare it as a household of faith, they are arrested right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The cross calls their name right now. They will be broken before the work of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the strength to march on, to conquer, to break maiden territories, and to establish the banner of our King, it has been supplied for this work. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody who came in here with one pattern or the other, God just told me that it has been broken. Any pattern. Now you will find out that your experience is different from every other person. Those who also came here with a case that is pertaining to sickness, one medical report or the other, the Lord just confirmed to me that he will not call the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain, that he has visited you and he has taken away your reproach.
Amen.
I will never lie to you, believe me. I will be quiet if he does not speak. But God says he has healed you.
Amen.
Go and do that test again. And if you are here, you need to test something. Test it and confirm that God, truly in the midst of his people, is mighty. That abdominal issue, that fear you are having, thinking you will not live long in this life, God says I should tell that person that with long life he has satisfied you. And he has shown you his salvation. The pain in the abdomen, he says the organ has been regenerated. Nothing is happening in your life. Today, by the mercy of God, I came with Okoro. My friend here, Evangelist Emmanuel Zwahu, his mission field is at East Africa. He has his signature is on those lands, and God has confirmed his work with signs and wonders at Kenya and those axes. Today we came together because we know that something is being built here. I want you to know, with me also is Pastor James. He's a man who has a track record also with our man of God here. So we came as a quorum. What we have done is that we have set foundation. The building that will come upon this foundation, nothing can shake it. You know, every structure must first stand spiritually before an edifice can be erected physically. We have built the church. Upon what rock? He says, upon this rock I will build my church. When he made that statement, there was no building. Till this day, we are still looking for that building. We didn't see it.
Men were the building. He built men into structures. Structures that defy time.
And today, a ministry. And the ministry is not a venue. The ministry is the life of everybody God will use his servants to shake and to raise up. You are the ministry. Come out from Naraim. Scripture says, come out from among them and be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing. You know the emphasis of the spirit tonight. Righteousness. Satan say fall. You can fast 3 days and connect back. Remember, your cover is righteousness. If you lose that righteousness, you fail. And don't blame any man. Don't start focusing on who Satan used to attack you. Because if you kill that one, the spirit is still around, looking for who to use again. Come out from Naraim. The spirits that signed their signature on Naraim, let them see that a new breed has risen in this place. The pure breed. And then from here, we'll change the terrain. It's hard for youths to gather for the sake of righteousness. Iniquity can make them come together. But something different has started. Mark what I speak today. God's servant will gather youth like never before. In their numbers, they will come seeking God. Then you will find out that righteousness has become a hunger for a territory. The gates of this region has been given to your hands. You are now the ones to allow what will enter and what will be checked out forever. A burden for priesthood also came for you. Something will wake you up at odd hours and give you inspiration of what to say. When he leads you, go ahead and speak. For some of you, the safety of your household is dependent on that 10 minutes prayer. Your dreams that you used to forget before, you will wake up and remember them completely. The things that steal revelations, they can't come around again. The territory has changed shape and is what God has chosen to do by his benevolence. Today we declare in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Naraim belongs to Jesus.
Glory to God! We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnakazoMissionInternational.AMI or join us on our Telegram channel at Anakazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.